Ever since the pre-Socratic philosophers, Democritus and Leucippus began to speculate about atoms, the idea that natural phenomena have mechanical causes has stood in opposition to popular beliefs in gods and demons. The Hellenistic cult leader Epicurus brought a mechanical worldview into his creed specifically as an antidote to belief in the Olympian gods. When René Descartes set out in the 1630s on his great attempt to understand the world in rational terms, it was natural that he should describe physical forces like gravitation in a mechanical way, in terms of vortices in a material fluid filling all space. The mechanical philosophy of Descartes had a powerful influence on Newton, not because it was right. Descartes did not seem to have the modern idea of testing theories quantitatively, but because it provided an example of the sort of mechanical theory that could make sense out of nature. Mechanism reached its zenith in the 19th century with the brilliant explanation of chemistry and heat in terms of atoms. And even today, mechanism seems to many to be simply the logical opposite of superstition. In the history of human thought, the mechanical worldview has played a heroic role. That is just the trouble. In science, as in politics or economics, we are in danger from heroic ideas that have outlived their usefulness. The heroic past of mechanism gave it such prestige that the followers of Descartes had trouble accepting Newton's theory of the solar system. How could a good Cartesian, believing that all natural phenomena could be reduced to the impact of material bodies or fluids on one another, accept Newton's view that the sun exerts a force on the Earth across 93 million miles of empty space? It was not until well into the 18th century that continental philosophers began to feel comfortable with the idea of action at a distance. In the end, Newton's ideas did prevail on the continent, as well as in Britain, in Holland, Italy, France, and Germany, in that order, from 1720 on. To be sure, this was partly due to the influence of philosophers like Voltaire and Kant. But here again, the service of philosophy was a negative one. It helped only to free science from the constraints of philosophy itself. Even after the triumph of Newtonianism, the mechanical tradition continued to flourish in physics. The theories of electric and magnetic fields developed in the 19th century by Michael Faraday and James Clerk Maxwell were couched in a mechanical framework in terms of tensions within a pervasive physical medium, often called the ether. 19th century physicists were not behaving foolishly. All physicists need some sort of tentative worldview to make progress, and the mechanical worldview seemed as good a candidate as any. But it survived too long.